Ahoy, mateys. Keep an eye on the horizon for the biggest adventure to sail the stinky seas. Even Footing Games presents Bathfinder, the newest and dampest addition to the Babies and Broadswords TTRPG series. Gather up your crew of tricksy toddlers and plunder your way down the big stinky river in this beautifully illustrated, cleverly designed, and brilliantly written campaign. Customize your ship, cannonball some sea monsters, and hoist those dirty diapers high for Bathfinder. Live now on Kickstarter. Don't miss your chance to join the crew and check us out on evenfootinggames.com.
We cannot just continue making this the last session forever.
I agree.
Are you sure about that?
Yes. Mm-hmm. I love you Challenge all, but we can't do that forever. Anyway.
I shan't everyone. Do it forever.
Yeah. I mean, eventually we have to play other games together besides just this one.
But I'm going to miss Bozic the plant guy.
Well, it's okay, because this isn't the last one. I lied on all of the social
right.
media.
You don't need to have any feels tonight.
It will still okay. have feels.
But... Does that mean that I am going to keep up my other browser?
No.
Close it. You're not allowed.
But Aaron, on that note, please tell us about the thing that we just did today.
Oh yeah. Hey. Whoa, that was a weird sound that just came out of my mouth. Hey, we just launched a Kickstarter. You can come back it. It's called Babies and Broadswords Bathfinder. It is about a TTRPG about being a baby pirate. It's a lot of fun. You don't have to have had any other books. Anybody can play it. All you need is a D6. You should definitely check it out because it is just silliness and a really great recharge kind of game for... If you're, you know, having some downtime from your more serious campaign or your campaign that's ending soon and you're going to be really sad about your plant guys and your
make-out
shipping
friend.
Of Xanatos and your plant guy.
And your makeout friend.
My makeout friend, all of that, if I'm going to be really like, sad about nothing, it.
Yeah, it's nothing more. You didn't all cuddle in the butt dome or anything with all of your friends.
Oh my gosh. That was with Affy. Oh, I'm going to be so sad.
And Artemis. They were
and
both
Artemis,
there.
But Affy was my other makeout friend.
That's true.
We made out platonically there too.
Yep.
Oh, that's where it started then. That's when the gates were officially opened.
I think it probably happened before Pandaros, like in the before times, but we just didn't see that because it was off screen.
Yeah, I'm gonna platonically making out is now a thing in my I'm going to use that term forever.
I believe it. Yeah, so also the other reason why you should back Bathfinder is because all of us queerdos here worked on it, at least tangentially. You're included, Kayla, sort of. You looked at it kind of.
Worked is a strong word. I mean,
okay.
Like
I 1% did some
amount
it.
You
of
promoted
effort.
It.
That's yeah. right. And I made a video True. For you.
True. And I did some of the writing, like this tiny much. But, you know, it still counts. So, yeah. Amanda was there. Looking pretty.
So pretty.
That's what her job is.
Yeah. And coordinating chaos.
That's true.
Kayla, yeah. Rex vibes.
I'm a villain, apparently. I saw that you put that on the Kickstarter team.
Oh, that's because I was tired of making up people's roles.
Yeah.
Because yeah. I like gave Hannah and Amanda like real sounding roles, and I was like, team villain.
But you didn't capitalize it. It's fine. I'm the lowercase villain.
One of many.
Villain.
One yeah, of many I'm villains.
The lowercase villain, not the uppercase. You know, yeah. Just a mini boss. Anyway. Yeah, so Aaron, you want to tell us about how last time Eris murdered your ex?
Okay, there's a lot going on. And I'm only halfway sure about who is who and who is the bad guy. And I thought Metrophanos was a bad guy, but then he was like, hey, do you guys want to help us get to the bottom of this AI stuff? And we were like, yeah, I guess. And he's going to pay us, which is cool.
50 whole gold.
50 whole gold. Plus per diems or something. There was talk.
what's the thing whenever you like make a sale?
A commission?
Yeah. Yeah. You can probably get commission on it too.
Yeah. So anyway, we went back to the school with the knowledge that we were going to have to figure out what's going on so that we can get paid. And bugs started attacking us. That was terrifying. They were like giant millipedes. So that's nightmare fuel for everyone.
Yeah. We learned about Aaron's trigger that none of us knew about beforehand. It was a learning experience. Now we know.
Yeah. And then we went to the drama club and I did a monologue that was very dramatic and nobody noticed. And Eris shot a fireball and killed Claire. I jumped into the bag of beach scroll. No, beach scroll of something.
The bag of beach.
The it's bag the scroll of, beach. Of beach.
It's the scroll of beach.
It's yeah, just beach. Well, I went in there and I successfully revived her, brought her back to life. But her soul was not willing and she said, fuck you, Nokomis, and died of spite. And that's where we left off.
Classic death. I mean, really.
It's spiteful. That's all I'm going to say.
But now your arch nemesis is out of the way, so.
I don't think I wanted her out of the way like that. I'm not a monster.
Like going to another school.
You
can't
always get what you want. Sometimes it just be like that.
Yeah, sometimes your ex has to get murdered.
Mm-hmm.
By your platonic makeout partner.
Platonic makeouts all around. In college, that is all anybody ever does. Right?
Man, I really missed out on college.
Yeah, you know, it's good to know because I don't think I've mentioned it on stream actually, but I'm going back to college. So now I have to learn about all the grad school platonic makeouts.
I'm going to be honest with you. I had no platonic makeouts in grad school.
Thanks.
Undergrad was a different story.
I feel you're too busy, like, studying for 24 hours straight to even, like, ever talk to another person.
I mean, I talked to a lot of people. Just didn't have time to talk to them, like, with my tongue.
Because Nokomis knows so much about making out. You're such a professional, Nokomis. When did you get so good at making out?
Now that I do it with all my friends... you're kind of an expert.
Yeah, you're natural.
You muted yourself, Kayla.
I know, I saw that.
I mean, not all of your friends. I don't think you've made out with Bozic. But, like...
Not yet. But
Bozic... It's not what he's into.
I know. Maybe Bozic...
It's platonic.
Yeah. Bozic, maybe we need to platonically make out.
Just to be sure saying. You're gay.
Exactly, to make sure neither of us like it.
That's... That doesn't really work for me, Nokomis, but I appreciate the offer. I know how to figure out if I'm gay or not, and trust me, I'm gay.
I mean, I also know,
I've done more than kissing to figure that out, so.
Do you have diagrams, though?
Yeah.
And can Eris paint some pictures to explain? Because...
Yeah.
Yeah. Those
erotic friend fiction.
Exactly.
The crossover we didn't know we needed.
It's fan fiction. But just erotic. With your friends friend. Boning in it.
Or at least touching butts.
I think Nokomis has a fan fiction of Xanatos and Bozic like getting married for sure.
There's no boning at all. It's the like least the, smutty smut.
No, it's super
like
pure.
The most nuclear family like white yeah. picket fence fan fiction that anybody
hands.
Could write.
Yeah, they held hands very romantic.
Drink lemonade on the porch.
She totally is good with knowing that you guys are doing it. She just doesn't need to write about it because that would involve dudes. And nope.
Yeah, it's not Bozic goes to Pound Town. So anyway, you do have this dead body.
It's a very beautiful fan fiction.
Yeah, you do have this dead body though. And
in the scroll of beach trips.
Yeah, but yeah. Also you were in the middle of the drama club and like they were, you know, starting to fuck off, but like people knew that you were there with Claire. And so her going missing would be real bad. And you all would be suspect number 1, 2, and 3. And then 4, 5, and 6, because Kalloon and Toog and Xanatos.
Xanatos are here.
Yeah.
Should we just report it and then just like tell them that we've been investigating all this stuff and that this is what happened because Claire was involved? Rick's making a face, but they're not even supposed to give us answers.
I need to come back out of the beach scroll trip.
Yeah, you can just walk out.
Okay, I walk out. I'm like, hey, so by the way, just so everyone is aware, she fully came back to life, said fuck you, Nokomis, and straight up died. So that's called spite, and no one killed her here because I healed her ass.
Just the ass
right.
part.
So I don't see why it's a problem that we report it, because we can just say that everything went down, we tried to resuscitate her and it didn't work, and then she died, and it's all because it's all connected to this like AI drama, you know, that she was directly involved, and it solves the case.
Plus, they were attacking us. We had to put up shields.
Mm-hmm.
I think we can report it just fine. As long as we find a faculty member who isn't in on the AI, which is maybe a little bit more difficult.
So Halloon butts in and is like, so how do we prove that like all of what we said is true when there's a lot of them? Like a lot more of them than us, and it's our word against theirs.
Didn't they just all run off?
I mean, yeah, but that doesn't mean they won't lie.
Did anybody stay behind?
No.
Oh, bummer. I was going to ask them if they were going to lie about it.
Brilliant strategy.
Yeah, just ask them if they'll lie. And they'll definitely tell you the truth.
There are 6 of us, though.
Versus the whole drama club.
Also,
who you have known beef with. This is all Halloon being like, everyone knows, like the whole campus knows that you and Claire didn't get along and you had a rough breakup.
I mean, for a while we got along really well.
Yeah, but like, that's been a while ago. That's been more than a year.
Yeah. Okay, but listen. I think that they could shoot a spell at our wands and see what happened last, because I've seen that in a book somewhere. And I'm in the library a lot. I know all the books.
Yeah, that sounds like a really shitty book.
It does, but probably it just can like rewind your last spells and tell people what you did.
Yeah, so I mean, actually, the book's probably fine. The book's probably fine, but like the author is kind of sus.
But can't you just like cast a bunch of spells and then they can't see the last spell that you did?
You know, I haven't ever thought that much about it. I think that's a plot hole in that book.
One of the only ones, probably. Probably not one of many.
Yeah, so here's the thing. Maybe I could just tell them that I pray, or that I swear to Celine that I am telling the truth. I am, of course, a cleric of Celine. I am above reproach. All the moms know me and love me. I call them when their kids have late library books.
Toog is just like, I don't think that's how that works. Like, I don't think you can just say, hey, my godson, it's fine.
Okay, never mind. I don't want Eris to get in trouble.
Or like any of us. Like, that'd be really bad.
Okay, so let's set the build on fire.
What if we just kill all of the drama department and then we don't have to worry about them, like, you know, telling the truth or not?
That works too. That's another great
option. Also, we'll talk to Amanda whenever she either gets here tonight or between now and next time. But I feel like, as the GM here, probably because none of you have really truly killed anyone this whole time, like, not a person.
Well, Eris Nick has, probably, but she's just brought them back to life, so.
Yeah, yeah.
I haven't, like, killed anybody.
You killed one guy. That's true. But you immediately brought him back. Like, there were no consequences for that. This, right. Though, there are like, a life is gone forever. So I think Eris is probably just like. Yeah, but it still had a lot to do with Eris and the fireball. And so I feel like Eris is just totally in that, like, dissociative state of, like, thousand-yard stare, not responding to anyone.
Amanda said she's freaking out.
That she is or Eris is?
Eris.
Oh, okay. I was just like, hold on. Yeah, I think it's probably mostly internal. Just because, you know, she's not here to narrate it for us. Like, probably even Eris is just maybe, like, closer to the stage, just kind of, like, curled up a little bit. Not laying on the floor, just, like, sitting on the floor.
Mm-hmm.
Nick goes over to Eris and, like, kind of rubs her back a little and says, listen, it's not your fault. That bitch chose to not come back. I need you to know this. It is not your fault. Also, they were shooting spells at us. We were being defensive.
That totally tracks. Uh-huh.
You know what they say? A good defense, or a great... The best defense.
Murder them before they can murder you. Yeah.
What did you say, Nicomas?
The best defense is a good offense, is what they always say.
Mm-hmm.
In all the sports ball you've played.
When your shields do not keep Bozic from getting his ass lit up, you have to sometimes cast a fireball. That's all I'm saying.
Yeah, I feel like
all
Eris
you
is
did,
just,
all you did, Eris, a... was to save your friends.
Yeah, I feel like Eris is probably just in such a like dissociative state that she's probably not responding still.
This is like a critical moment for us, though. Like, if we try and cover this up and then they find out what happened, it's going to seem suspicious. And if we report it to the wrong people, then they could bury all of the evidence that we've gained. So we kind of need to be very cautious about what we do next, but do something soon.
I don't think we should try and cover it up.
No.
I mean, they could also try to bury all of us. Like, that'd be really bad, too.
Yeah. I think that I'm honestly... yeah, I know you want to turn yourself in, Eris. Pat, 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 pat. I'm I'm trying to put that point across to Toog and all the other people here.
All the boys.
All the boys. That's true.
There's a lot of boys in this group suddenly.
There are. Listen. You weren't intending. There was never an intention to kill Claire. Yeah, we were rivals. It's fine. Like, if people think I did it, then whatever. What are they going to do? Put me in prison?
Yeah, no, that's generally how that works.
Okay, well, I'm magic. I'll walk out. It's fine.
I'm pretty sure it's a magic prison, Nicomas, but, you know.
I think that was in a book, too.
Italian effort.
That was, the third book?
Yeah, I feel like you can get out of that wizard prison, too. Anyway.
It's the only scrolls that Toog has ever read.
Oh, Toog, never change.
I guess I should probably have the stream chat up, huh?
That's probably a good idea. Here's the thing. I think what we need to do is we need to get more than two or three faculty together to talk to them. Because the idea that they, like, we know two faculty are in on it. But if there are more than that, then we know that at least it's getting through to one person that's legit. And we also already know one of the bad ones is Casimir. And the other guy's a Leonin.
Well, right. I mean, what if we get every teacher in the room that is in on it? Then they really can just bury it.
I mean, I think that is a risk, to be sure.
Yeah, that's true.
I don't think covering it up is going to bode well for anybody. And if anybody asks, it was me who cast the fireball.
So I think Xanatos would kind of step in here because he's been quiet this whole time. Just be like, are there any teachers we can trust?
The big lady.
That's her only name at this point. That's what most people
remember. I don't remember any of the teachers' names.
She's real large.
Yeah,
Kina.
Yeah. What about the lady that has like a prosthetic arm?
That's Kina.
Oh, yeah. Great. That's the one teacher that we know.
The muscle mommy.
So let's get Kina and then a few others.
Which is not a euphemism, I just realized. I mean, who else? Because she kind of does her own thing. Xanatos just continues talking. I don't think she has a lot of like friends on the faculty, so maybe she's
the head librarian, obviously, who definitely has a name because I definitely know it.
Yeah. I don't know if we ever did name them.
But obviously I know the head librarian. The head librarian knows my character very well.
I mean, yeah, that's two.
You got any plant professors, Bozic?
I don't know. I just don't know if I can trust them necessarily.
Well, I think the whole idea is to get a bunch of people that we think we can trust, and then at least a couple of them should be trustworthy. And if not, then we fail, I guess. I mean, but I don't want to lie over this or make Eris feel any worse by trying to cover it up.
Oh, I don't think we should cover it up. That's definitely not the move. And I think we should get these teachers together as soon as we can and tell them right away what's happened up until this point, including what happened to Claire.
Yeah. Can I... so, like, I want to go outside of the drama building.
Mm-hmm.
And I want to magic my voice to be really loud. Like a campus-wide announcement loud.
Okay.
So what would I need to roll for that?
I mean, what are you trying to say? Because I think you should probably discuss this with your friends before you go shouting from the rooftops.
I mean, I guess. I was just going to say that there was a mandatory faculty meeting in the faculty lounge.
Hmm.
Okay.
It's not a bad idea.
Yeah. Roll me brains.
Okay. With no magic?
No, you're using magic, so you get to add the magic die.
Okay.
What die is that for you?
12.
12? Okay. I'm going to say it's a 9.
I got an 8.
Okay. So, I mean, being that this is a more narrative game, you don't fail. It just doesn't go quite as far as you would like it to.
Okay.
But because you have some people in mind, I definitely think it goes to Whiz Bottles, the coffee shop.
Whiz Bottle.
Yeah.
They're cool.
Obviously, the librarian who... You can hear their shush in response.
Yeah.
You're very attuned to their shushing. Because, you know, it echoes through the library. And to Kina, for sure. Goes to a few other teachers as well. But you know that those three are a little bit more targeted.
Okay. So, Nokomis will take the scroll of beach trips and put it in her haversack.
So scroll of beach episode.
What?
The scroll of beach.
Now
episode.
It's the scroll of beach death. So,
I mean, but it's, you could still have death in beach episodes.
Yeah, the scroll of beach death is
Amanda is in the chat and gives you one. So, adversity token.
Oh, until so she then gets it here. Would pass, and I have to give my adversity token back. For failing before.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, so it got to everybody.
Yep.
Woohoo. But I've got that, and I kind of like prop my, like, I try to pull Eris up as best I can, and I say, Xanatos and Halloum, could you kind of help carry her along? She's not really into walking on her own right now.
Halloum's just like, why? Like, is it because I'm a bugbear? Is that why you're asking? Because, like, I'm strong. Sorry.
It's, you know what? It's just that you were tall and I thought you would be able to, but it's fine. I'll do it. Xanatos, you got the other side.
The drow and the dwarf. It's a natural combination to hold up a friend who's also an elf.
Yeah, I'm just being like, she's got her arm on my shoulder. I got her. It's fine. And I've got my arm on her back and we're gonna get her there just fine.
I was picturing like whenever, you know, a little kid sits on your shoulders, but it's Nick who has Eris on her shoulders.
That's fine too, except that I was just thinking we were gonna kind of drag her along.
I feel like she's, even though she's not really responsive, she's not fighting against you, so she's just kind of following along.
Yeah.
Sort of that fugue state.
Let's go to the teacher's lounge.
She's sitting on her flying carpet. That makes sense.
Okay.
I forgot she has that, so.
Oh, yeah.
That thing that we've used so many times.
Yeah, you make your way to the teacher's lounge. Everyone seems very confused because no one seems to know why they were all called there. You do see Kalismir and you see the Leonin as well. And they are kind of off to the side talking amongst themselves. You see some other teachers kind of nearby who seem like they may be potentially not listening in so much, but like Kalismir and this other teacher don't care if they hear.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's not a good sign. I go to Kina. And I say, it was us. We called the meeting. But we know that there are some teachers who have maybe split alliances.
Is there a teacher that can cast like a truth circle or something in this room?
I mean, I think all of us can.
I think we should, and I think you should do it pretty soon.
Okay. I mean, I really wish that you had like not blindsided me with this and maybe like come to me before you called this meeting.
Well, I understand. You'll get all of the answers in like a second once you cast the truth circle, so you know.
Yeah, because we really
Okay.
Well, we won't be able to lie because we're in a truth circle.
Well, and you'll understand why it had to happen so quickly. So chop chop.
What do I say to everyone? Like, why are we here? Like, I don't know what's going on. Why are we all here? Why did
we cast the truth circle first, and then we'll talk about it.
Hold on. A student died.
And... Yes. Oh my god. Just cast the circle.
Cast the truth circle. And then you can know what we're saying to you is truth.
And she just rolls her eyes and kind of mutters. And yeah, you feel this magical sort of aura, a little tingly feeling in the air. And so she just turns to the group of teachers and is like, so they want to tell us something, I guess. I don't really know what this is all about.
Could they all kind of step inside the circle? Can we all come together?
I mean, it's really more of like a non-Euclidean shape. It just encompasses all of this room, all the people.
Okay, cool. So Claire is dead.
And immediately, like as soon as you say that, everyone starts losing their shit.
No. Eyes on me.
Catch a bubble, friends. Heads up.
So good.
The TikTok.
So good. No. I gotta tell you all this. So there is a problem on campus. There we know of the AI, and it's people are using it to write papers and do all sorts of things, and people think it's gonna ruin the economy. I don't know exactly. One person at least thinks it's going to ruin his portfolio.
His stocks,
sure. Anyway, we know that there has been all of this badness that's going on. We know some of the teachers are contributing to this. However, some of the students were as well. And when we came to talk to Claire today, all of the drama club, I don't know if they were under a spell, but they started firing spells at us. We shielded a few times. Then a fireball was thrown by one of our party and it did hit Claire, who I then tried to revive and did successfully. But then she said, fuck you, Nokomis, and died anyway.
Yeah, I mean, that makes sense. Like, if the soul's not willing.
So anyway, if maybe all of the teachers could also now say that they are not working with the AI, that would be really cool.
And just immediately is another burst of hubbub. Like they're all talking at once and it just, you can't make out any of the individual conversations, but you can hear bits and pieces. And it just seems like they're all saying this is ridiculous. Like, why should we answer to the student? You know, coming here, making accusations, summoning all of us like this, it's wildly inappropriate. And you hear a lot about like murder and expulsion, prison, you know, all the fun stuff.
Kina, we will we came here immediately. I'm not trying to hide any of this from you, but if you could maybe figure out what teachers are behind this while we've got this circle, it would be real cool. But yeah, you can punish me however you want. Lock me up. I will go to the authorities.
Yeah, I still feel like if you came to me first, maybe that would have been a good plan. It's too late now, you know, it can't change the past.
We didn't know who we could trust. And frankly, you're not really giving us a lot of reason to trust you right now with how defensive you're being. Because you're not listening to us, even though we're literally in a circle of truth. Yeah, there's a problem here. I understand a student died, but there's something a little bit bigger than all of that right now. And that's a lot of your faculty are creating AI and turning it against students and other teachers. And it's causing a lot of dangerous things to happen.
There are shapeshifters who are impersonating students. There is all sorts of craziness going on.
Yeah, I mean, I hear you. I'm just saying, like, we probably could have done this without the whole scene because now we have to interrogate everyone individually.
This is the only way to get the truth, though. You see, we can't trust any one person to just go around asking questions.
Yeah, we didn't know if we could trust you.
Right.
Because one, we know teachers that are in on this, and we needed more than one teacher to be here so that hopefully the good ones outnumber the bad ones.
Okay, yeah, I'll give you that. It's not how I would have done it, but okay, yeah, we'll figure it out, I guess.
I mean, of all the things to be reprimanding us for right now, I feel like this is not the one. So can we just move past the fact that we didn't come to you specifically and like try and get some answers while the spell still holds?
Yeah, no, I trust me. There's a whole list that I've got right now, but we'll get to those, just taking it one at a time, because yeah, it's a lot. Yeah, I guess we'll I don't know, we'll split everybody up. Let's just
everybody catch a bubble again, and we'll just go one at a time and ask them a direct yes or no question. Are you involved in the AI, Kina? Yes or no?
No.
Great. Next teacher, like, are you involved in the AI scheme? Yes or no? That's all we got to do. This is what the spell is for.
Kina, we can tell you that we know that Kazimir is in on it.
Kalismir.
Yes.
I mean,
that's what she said.
And his Leonin buddy.
I mean, that's his husband, but yeah.
Okay. Well, they're in on it.
They're still buddies.
Yeah.
Of a sort.
Yeah. Romance buddies.
Platonic romance buddies, for sure.
No, I don't think platonic's the right word there. I think they've moved past platonic at that point.
Okay, fine.
Platonic plus.
Okay. So go ask Kalismir. Kazimir. Kalismir.
Kashmir.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
I think we just do it one teacher at a time in front of everybody so everybody can see whether they're telling the truth or not.
Yeah, so she just is like, all right, that, yeah, sure, we'll do it that way, I guess. And then turns to face the assembled teachers and raises her voice, like, all right, shut the fuck up, get in a line, we're gonna get through this, and just starts going through. And most of the teachers seem to be not part of this. Kalismir and his husband are kind of at the back, along with their other group, and they just seem to be kind of muttering amongst themselves.
And, like, as we wait, are we keeping an eye, can I keep an eye on the door to make sure they don't, like, scamper?
Oh, I just assumed that you, like, walked in and then stopped.
Well, I just want to make sure that, like,
yeah,
that they're not leaving.
Yeah, that's fair. I think that's very doable.
Has anybody, so as we listen, has anybody said that they are not and then not been able to say it?
There've been some people who kind of seem a little bit sus, like they've dodged the question a little bit, but not so much that it was fully like, oh, they're like a part of this. It's just a little bit suspicious.
Gotcha. And as we get to the back.
Yeah. Yeah. Like they basically gave the politician's answer and like tried not to answer the question for as long as possible before like saying, yeah, no, I'm not doing it. And Kalismir and his husband and their assembled group all seem to pass as well.
Can I tell if they, could I try and detect some sort of magic to see if they've got something besides the truth on them?
Sure. Give me a brain.
Brains?
Yep.
Okay.
It is going to be a 10.
It's interesting.
Okay, I got 11.
Okay.
11.
When life gives you 11s.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so with that success, something is not right. You can't quite tell what it is, but there's something off about all of them. Like that little group, their little clique.
I try to point that out to Kina. I say, I don't know if you want to try to detect magic over there. I can tell that there's something besides the truth.
What's the thing that corner. The first time to figure out that that person was impersonating somebody?
I missed the beginning of what you said.
What was the... I don't even remember who it was. The person that was being impersonated. How did we figure that out?
It was Halum, and it was because I know Halum to know that he was acting weird.
Okay. And then did we, like, prove it to ourselves somehow? Like, see the spell or something?
Oh, yeah. I watched the guy... I followed him in while I was invisible, and I saw him transform.
Okay, so can we try and, like, I don't know if we have strong enough magic for it, but can we try and, like, cancel that spell, if that's what we think is happening?
I will
try. I think, Nick, because you watched this happen... And because changelings aren't unknown, I think you would probably at least have a suspicion that this is more of a changeling than a magic thing.
Okay. So it's probably just that they were able to change their appearance into Halum.
Mm-hmm. So are you any of the... I mean, I think that you would guess that probably that's not what is happening with this group. Because okay. You are getting that magical aura.
And okay. I don't know. Can I tell Kina about it? Can she verify that there's something weird going on in this corner with these
Yeah, I mean, you pointed that out to her, and she's like, I don't really know what it is, but yeah, I see what you're talking about.
Everybody should just get naked. And then that way we'll know if you're real or not. Because then you won't be able to, like, project clothes or anything, right?
Bozic. I'm not sure if that's exactly the way to go about this.
Well, it'll make people more vulnerable at the very least, which might help us get to the bottom of this, so.
Sure. Nick immediately takes off her clothes.
Bozic does too. It's just a suggestion. I don't see anybody else suggesting anything over here to help us, so it's worth a try. And
Kina, like, tries to put up her arm, but it's her, like, prosthetic magic arm, so she can see through it, and she's like, why did you have to do that?
I mean,
that?
This is ancient, like, Greece. People are probably naked all the time.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, that's true, but she's still a teacher, so she's just like, I didn't want to see you all like that. It's a little weird.
I'm sorry. I just have to support Bozic's ideas.
So you can, you know, get first.
I appreciate that. Yeah. I don't think Amanda's happy with our decision.
So there's something, it's when your friend jumps off of a bridge, you know that you're a good friend if you jump off too.
Yeah. Or when your friend says, hey, let's all get naked, you do it first so that they feel more comfortable.
Potentially. It's not like my friends haven't seen me naked before. I open my door naked all the time.
Such
this
a good
is a
friend.
Dumb question, but can shapeshifters, like if they take their clothes off, is it's still the body that they're pretending to be, or like, do they have the power to do that? Or are they just like the body under clothes, you know, like they're shape-shifting the clothes themselves.
I'm going to say, I don't think that that would be possible. Like, I don't think that they could take it off. Like, unless they're
it's
wearing gonna
work,
clothes.
Guys. It's not a bad idea.
Like, unless they're wearing clothes.
You're incredible.
I'm a genius. But like, if they're, I know.
But like, if they were wearing clothes instead of making it with their body, then they'd still be able to take it off.
Yeah, but is it their body or the, like, body that they're portraying underneath?
I mean, so this is still me out of character, but I think that, like, if they were wearing regular clothes, like if they took that person's clothes or got something close enough to them, that they could still take it off and it wouldn't be an issue. But I'd like that thought, like, that makes sense, because if you changed suddenly, then
does anybody know what Kalismir looks like naked? Because if we can make him take his clothes off, we can make him take his clothes off, then we might be able to prove if they shapeshifted well enough or not.
Oh yeah, you gotta do the junk test, like, is his dick, or is it just like Ken doll?
Yeah, exactly.
Is Kalismir a centaur? Did we say that, or was that Kalismir from something
is a Minotaur.
Else? Okay, Minotaur. That's right. Minotaur. I, you know, never mind.
Same
I
thing. Minotaur, Centaur.
Cinnabon, all the same.
Yeah, exactly.
Amanda needs to come and be our adult supervision.
Which is saying I'm something, because there is. Yeah, the adult supervision said, hey, let's all get naked.
Okay, well, now we're naked, so we got to do something with this, Nakomas. We got to keep this idea train going a little bit. You know, we can't just stall out here.
I mean, Xanatos obviously gets naked with you, because, you know.
So we think that it's not magic that they're just shapeshifters, so how do we prove that?
It is magic. I can tell it's magic.
Mm.
For sure. There's magic going on that's not just the spell.
But there's also shapeshifters, like, not necessarily in the room, but the other thing was a shapeshifter.
Okay.
The Halloum incident, you mean?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
I want to really quickly pray to Celine, to shed light on this. Like, I would like her to give me some sort of, just ask if she is able to give me direction in what might be going on that I could undo it.
Give me a grit roll. You can use your magic die. I'm not giving you a number because I just want to see how well you roll.
Okay. I got a nat 20.
Yeah.
And a 1. So
explosion.
And it explodes. Hold on.
Oh, yeah, it does.
And then I got a 15, so that's 36.
Yeah.
Man, I just kept that in my back pocket for this whole time. I should have been praying the whole time.
It's almost like you were a cleric in another life or something.
Weird.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay, so... Hey, look at that. Adult supervision arrived.
Oh, God, we're in danger.
Hi, you
yeah,
made
so
it.
Much danger.
Hi.
Eris, get naked, hurry.
Why are we all naked? What's happening?
It's the only way to get the truth.
So, oh,
God,
the three of you and your three companions can suddenly see that there is like a pale blue light surrounding you. And the room disappears. And before you, you see a large, darkened throne. Like, everything is dark. And on it, you see a very dark-robed figure whose skin looks... I mean, they have very dark skin, like a drow, but it has also sort of that pale blue light glow to it, wearing a crown. And they just say, "Come to me." And they gesture, and
I come.
All six of you start to float. You just immediately come. So hard. All six of you start to float closer to the throne involuntarily.
No, I'm voluntarily going. I think it's Celine. I'm going.
It is. You definitely would know that. But like, she essentially makes you all float to her. You're just also walking while floating.
Yeah.
You called, and I have answered.
I'm in trouble. Like, there's a lot going on here, and a lot of people are in danger, and a person was killed. I tried my best to save her. I did. I tried my best to save her.
This is me as a person.
Celine knows that I was being sincere, that I did try to bring her back with everything I had. Anyway. But there is something else in this room that's causing some people to be able to avoid the truth. And I don't know how to get that to go away so that we can make sure that the people here, even if I am held responsible for Claire's death, that's fine. I don't mind being responsible for that. But we need to make this campus safe for the people who live here. So can you help me protect them?
And she just sits silently, sort of pondering. You can almost see the wheels turning. And on this large throne, she is reclined somewhat, has like 1 foot up on the throne. And she just sort of says, "I don't know exactly what they've done. I am not omniscient, as you probably know. I don't know all things that happen, but I get a very strong feeling that there are some foul and old things, older than the gods, that are involved."
Older than the gods?
What's older than the gods?
Chaos. It's where we all come from.
Why are they messing with the school of children, though?
I don't think that it's chaos. Chaos doesn't have an agenda.
Right, it's not inherently bad or good.
I think that others are bending it to their will in a sense, if that makes sense.
Well, if it does, then it's no longer chaotic, and therefore that would throw everything into, like, everything would be out of its nature, right?
Well, strange things have been happening. I don't know if you're aware. Many of them on Olympus and the underworld, and gods have gone missing.
What?
Yes.
I was not aware of that.
How long has this been going on?
Well, I don't really know. I don't spend a lot of time on Olympus. I mostly keep to myself. But I do know that Hades and Persephone have been missing for some time.
I'm surprised Hecate hasn't mentioned this to me before.
Well, you know how she is. Very... keeps everything close to the chest. Got to keep the mystery somehow, right?
Until you go missing all of a sudden, and then nobody can help you.
Well, I don't know that you have to worry too much about her. She's more powerful than she might seem.
Oh, I'm not worried about that.
But if... I'm needing guidance here because this is so far. I mean, I've been in your service all my life. My family always, we always, you know, followed your light for our direction. And I fear the other gods, but I am not at all an expert on what I might need to do or what we would need to do to help and, you know, make this place safe.
Well, I don't know that the other gods are affecting it necessarily, other than the barrier to chaos is weakened by their absence. But
what can we do to help them?
I don't know that there is anything you can do. You're all very small, unfortunately. But for your school, I will do what I can. And with that, you all return to the teacher's lounge where everyone is arguing. You all had left. You all disappeared and reappeared. And Kenan's just like, what the heck was that? Where'd you go? Why? Okay, look, it's very suspicious. You all came here.
No.
I want to trust you because, you know, the non-Euclidean truth zone, but
well, it's
a little
is
weird
it still
when you
active?
Just appear like that.
Is the truth place still active?
Yeah, the non-Euclidean truth zone. Yeah.
So I'm not lying to you in this moment. Celine took us. I mean, you can probably tell by all my moony things that I am a follower of Celine. And I prayed to her, and she took us into her presence.
I mean, so, you are glowing a little bit.
Oh, thanks. You are too.
No, like, literally, you're glowing.
Oh, stop. You, so nice of you.
Nick, I don't,
so, this is me out of character. You are slightly glowing like Celine was. But Nick may not be aware of that because she's too shy now that the muscle mommy seemingly gave you a compliment.
Yeah. I look after everybody's like, no, you really are glowing. And I guess I see it a little bit. I want to go walk over to Kalismir and touch him.
Okay, how?
Just put my hand on his arm.
Okay. You do, and he and his husband and their entire group disappear.
They like you,
me too, or not?
No, not you. So that whole group, you see that they go from their normal appearance to like a shadowy looking state, I guess, before completely just disappearing.
And well, I think that's your answer right there. They couldn't even be here in person because they knew that the truth would come out.
Or Celine took them. I don't know.
I think it was probably the first thing.
I think it was a projection.
Okay.
Not everybody is special enough. I know, but not everybody is special enough to be in her presence. So,
I mean, I also have never rolled a 36 in this game. So, like, wild.
First time for everything.
Yeah. Yeah, so Kina, you see that?
Yeah, it's pretty hard to miss.
I just put my glowy on them.
Yeah, you did.
I did. I just put my glowy on them.
Might be one of the more ridiculous things that have ever been said on this.
Are you sure, though?
No, I don't.
Everyone got naked like 10 minutes ago.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Are we still naked? Probably. Oh, we were absolutely naked in front of Celine. It's fine.
Yeah. You know, that's goals, right?
For I mean, Celine has definitely seen you naked before, Nicomas. If she's your patron.
I mean, she sees all. Sure.
Yeah, she's right. Probably seen you do a lot of things.
Yes.
I mean, you know, if she's into it.
Yep, I got nothing.
Yeah, I was waiting. I saw the faces you were making. Like, yeah. Is she going to say it? And she did. Yeah, I mean, this definitely gives a lot of credence to your theory. I mean, there's still the issue of the murder.
I mean, we were attacked. And we were defended.
We were attacked.
But well, not a murder. They unalived themselves.
Well,
but
no.
I will not let anybody else take the fall for me. It was definitely me that did it. So
because they were throwing spells at us. We threw up shields, and then the shields weren't working. Bozic got hit.
And I needed to defend us.
And we needed to defend ourselves. And things happened. I did try to bring her back. But I am willing to take... I realize that her not wanting to come back was because I was the one on the other end of the healing spell. And I'm willing to take that responsibility.
I'm going to put my hand over your mouth. Like, no, you did not do this.
I lick your hand so that you take it off my mouth.
She does not. Not at all. No cares given.
What is this, fucking elementary school? That's what you're taking.
It suddenly became Babies and Broadswords.
Yeah, exactly.
That's how we'll segue.
Yeah. So Kina's just like, okay, well, you're in the truth zone, so obviously this is on the level, but this is still a lot to process, and we need some time out of character, probably like 2 weeks, you know.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, just tell me if you want me to be anywhere secured or like in, like, I'm not going to run away, but like, if you feel better about, we will go where you need us to go. We're following all the rules. I also would like to give Claire's body a proper burial.
Well, yeah. Do you have it with you?
Oh yeah, totally.
Kind here. Of.
Would you?
So we have this scroll. It's to another plane. I went beach, in there. Yeah. It's the scroll of beach trips. We have one of those.
Scroll of beach. Yeah.
Okay. Anyway. So I went in there because I figured it was safe from people throwing spells at me, and I went in to try and revive her. So she's right there, and I give them the scroll.
Yeah. So she just kind of gestures to it and pulls the body out.
And it's well, just like, hold on. There's another piece of this puzzle missing. There's the entire drama club that was certainly also involved in everything that had to do with the AI, because they were following Claire, who
yeah,
was
I think yeah, they but probably didn't know their orders, but
and the teachers that are involved in this, Kalosphere being one of them, knows that Claire was involved and was using the drama club to do this. So there's kind of a lot of threads that we gotta tie up.
Yeah. What were you saying, Amanda? I'm sorry, I didn't catch.
No, I was just agreeing. That's good.
Oh, okay, gotcha. I just wanted to make sure. So, Kena, at this point, the other teachers have started to filter out because they feel like they don't need to be here anymore. And so Kena's just like, look, this is, I'm not going to lie, kind of unprecedented. And I think you're all probably in a lot of danger. We don't know where those other faculty are, where they could have gone, where they might be going. But I don't think that they've left. Ever since, things have just been getting weirder and weirder. You know, you all have probably realized that the last couple of years. And the campus has been locked down so that you can only go in and out through certain places. And you really have to pass certain checks.
How long has that been true?
At least the last, like, most of this year.
So you can definitely still make portals out of campus.
Huh. That's interesting.
I don't want to alarm you, but, like, we do that regularly, and I just needed you to know because that's how I visit my parents.
Yeah, we've been doing that pretty consistently. We had no idea there was a lockdown.
And also frankly. The beach trip thing, that seems like an oversight that you can go through that as a portal.
I mean, the beach, it's its own, like, little demiplane inside of a demiplane, you know.
Fair.
Yeah, so the it's a little iffy, but
we also do want to tell you about the demon bugs. I think that is mostly going to be your wheelhouse. There are these giant, like, 8-inch wide, 6-foot long millipedes, and they keep trying to eat us, and they have eaten through several floors of the dorms.
Right.
So those are definitely some of the mage hunters. I know you all fought some of them before. These
ones look a little different, but
They take a few different forms.
Ugh, they are really gross.
I mean, the other ones were kind of just big bugs too, but
but these ones were so many legs. It's bad.
And she just like takes a second. Looks like, you know, you can see the wheels turning, and I mean, you all probably would have seen she often has her, like, animal companion around, which is, I think, a 6-legged lizard or 8-legged, one of the two. So she's just, like, kind of processing. So out of character, she's just, like, making sure that you're not talking about everything with more legs.
No. Anything that is not a bug with lots and lots. We're talking, I can deal with regular bugs, Kena. Regular, everyday, 6- or 8-legged bugs, I'm not going to scream about. However, when we get past that and they get to demonic proportions, I'm no longer in.
Gotcha. 9 and above. That's the number.
You got it.
Yeah. So she's just like, okay, I think it's probably for the best if you all come and stay with me for the time being, so that
that's a good idea.
Have some oversight, make sure that nothing happens, and
I feel much safer not being in my dorm.
Yeah, seeing as how that's where the bugs were last time.
Yeah. I mean, you also don't have a floor partially.
That's true.
Yeah, also, maybe somebody should address that because there's several floors that don't have a floor now.
So. Yeah. In fact, we probably could say that there's like an entire wing missing in the dormitories.
I'm just
to make sure everybody was safe because I know there were people creating a distraction in their rooms. And I don't want... Oh, by that I mean that they were having sex. But
That's more than just a distraction. Distraction okay. is just making out. As you and Alana confirmed. Tina
knows.
Making out is more for identifying purposes, actually.
Well, this was more of like a full body scan in bed sort of thing.
Full body scan. Oh, I can't. Sure. I can't.
You can.
Can't even. Yeah, so I think you all should just come stay with me. It'll be safer. And yeah, I'll let the custodians know that they need to clean some stuff up. There's only one shapeshifter that I know of on campus. And I mean, if they're involved in all of this sketchy shit, we're in a lot more trouble. Because that was the head of security. It's the only one that I know.
Great. Well, whoever the shapeshifter is definitely involved. Unless there's a second shapeshifter. Have you ever seen that person
in a non-shapeshifted form?
Yeah, it's all like gray and... Okay. Yeah.
Yeah. I definitely... that is what they looked like when they were not in... They were pretending to be look like Halloom for a while, but I recognized Halloom because obviously we're besties and library gossip. You know how it is. And
now I try not to go to the library, but okay, I mean, I don't know if you remember from class, but that's kind of what changelings look like whenever they're not in another form. Like they all kind of look like that.
So, Kina, I don't know if you realize this, but I realize that I have really bad test anxiety.
Like, yeah, no, I'm aware.
Yeah, I suck at school. And honestly, I'm not even sure why I'm still here. Because I think that after all this, like, I think I'm going to... This is not maybe the place for me. I'm not great at testing.
I mean, listen, it's not all about tests. And, like, just between us girls, maybe you should, like, go down and get, like, tested for, like, ADHD. just saying.
Okay. Sure. I was pretty not sure that college might be for me, and maybe I just needed to, like, go out and, like, spread the word of Celine. And go help her with the gods disappearing stuff. I mean, that just seemed like maybe a thing to do after what happened here today and me being all glowing, which I realized that wasn't a compliment. And so I'm sorry about that. But
I mean, Nick, university isn't for everybody. I mean, you're extremely smart and gifted. And I think you have what it takes to finish your school year out. But if the Celine thing was your passion and your calling, then I think that's worthy of pursuing too.
I agree.
I mean, that was just like really impressive. And like, maybe I need to look into that a little bit more. I don't know.
Maybe.
And but I also, do think gods disappearing would be a pretty big journalism scoop.
Are we still considered journalists at this point?
No.
I thought we dropped the journalism club. Hold on.
Yeah, but are you kidding me? People would would pay us so much money if we found out where the gods were.
This is like some Fear and Loathing shit right now, like gonzo journalism. Just again, out of character, what do you think, and you don't have to answer right now, we can talk about it next time, what do you think you all would have been going to school to do, since like work isn't required for you all to have a living, but you know, obviously
if you go Eris is and undeclared. Like further, she went for the experience 100%
vibes, got it.
Yep.
Nokomis was definitely going for some sort of validation of, because her, well, no, like her family was like really looked down on for being traveling performers. And so like, she thought that if she had a degree and stuff, that, that would give her some like level of merit in the eyes of people who always looked down on her family.
Makes sense. What about Bozic?
Probably like some combo degree of like business and botany.
Bozic skill,
I know how that sounds. Like
a professional like plant.
Very professional. Okay. Yeah. Like I go to a plant store kind of a thing.
Yeah. A dispensary, if you will, for plants.
I mean,
all kinds of plants.
Bozic just tries to get away from this like the whole time and just can't do it. Like, no, really. I just want to like sell some plants.
But it's just like regular plants.
Yep. It's just regular
that plants. That was the idea.
That
yeah.
is canonically regular plants.
Just some of them you can smoke conveniently.
I mean, terrible. What couldn't you smoke, and does it necessarily need to have any other purpose? Like, you could smoke any plant. It just might be lame.
It's like the quote about anything being edible once. Everything is smokable once.
So long as you can dry it. Yep.
Yeah. And on that note, I think that's probably a good place, because I don't have any more to bullshit tonight. Because... we've
you mean after we got naked you weren't sure what else to do with us?
It's weird.
Listen, that's weird. Up to you at that point. Those are those moments where I'm just like, I'm just gonna watch. You do you, or each other, whichever.
Yeah, that's right. And you're just gonna watch, so that's fine.
Right.
Yeah, from the sky. Technically, I am. Technically, I am several of the NPCs. So,
just like Celine does, apparently. So,
yep.
Yeah, absolutely, and probably Hecate. You know.
Well, I think that was a good way to set up, you know, what can now be the final.
Yeah.
Story.
Absolutely.
So. Otherwise, it would have been a little bit more rushed, probably.
Sorry for my delay today.
It was really important that you were here, Amanda.
Yeah, and I mean, it happens. Like, you have life stuff, so it is what it is. Yeah. Anything else?
During the course of the podcast, we have gone up to 84% funded.
Wow. Ew. Almost 100% in like 3 hours.
That's awesome.
It's pretty impressive. Do you want to talk some more about Bathfinder for 80 something seconds, Aaron?
Yes. Bathfinder is a Babies and Broadswords game, which is a D6 narrative system where you only have 3 basic stats, and you can you can beat enemies by outsmarting them. You can outcute them. You can hug them into submission. There's a lot of
boogers on them.
You can wipe your boogers on them. There's a lot of there's so much collaboration and storytelling happening in this game. And this game is about baby pirates. And it will have, the book will have all of the rules that you don't need the other ones. You absolutely can get the other ones. However, this one will be a completely self-contained book.
Also, if you like read through it and you're like, hey, I think Rick wrote this, message me at like HamPod anywhere, and I probably won't tell you.
I know the parts you wrote.
Yeah, I know.
I
kind of want people to guess. I don't remember all of it, so no, probably not.
I'm pretty sure I know at least 2 pretty major contributions. So.
Yeah, I also know too, so that may be my only contributions.